Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday, and in New York, activists and protesters demanded the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility in the crisis. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about violations of that agreement. Southeastern Turkish city of Cizre is the scene of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against the Kurdish militants. Some claim up to 25 civilians, both women and children, were killed in the week-long fight. Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230. It happened at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The head of Saudi Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. This is VOA News.